I just shifted. I just peed before this, and I just shifted, and I just felt a bunch of pee come out. Because, you know, like, you don't always get it all out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ew.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Super Mega Cast.
Matt just peed himself?
Nope.
Yep.
Episode 33 of the Super Mega Podcast.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Matt.
I'm McGee. I'm just trying to throw you for a loop.
I'm
trying to just
out.
Take the conversation from you and see if you can still get the train rolling. You're digging in your pants
right
now.
I got piss in my pants.
That's wonderful.
God, I gotta get up.
What are you doing? Where are you going? He's standing up. He's shaking his jeans.
How did I get that much piss in my dick?
Because you peed when it came out of your dick. What do you mean?
How'd
all this piss get in my pants?
I know that.
Where'd it come from?
You know, if you don't get it all out, like, if you don't shake it off enough, and then maybe later on, like, when you move positions, when I sit down or something, piss just comes. That happens to all guys.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
You know? It just happens. You sit down, and because you've shifted positions, your bladder's like, oh, here's a little more piss, and then just shoots it on out. And then now even you got a big old wet spot on my pants where I peed myself.
You've ever had the hard two-stream action?
Oh, yes, I have had the hard two-stream action.
And we all know why that happens.
I've had the hard three-stream action before. I've had it where it's two streams, and it's dripping at the same time.
It's like a fucking force driven by, like, a saucer or something.
Dude, it's insane. And have you ever had it where it's two-stream? And there's no way to have both streams going in the toilet, so
yes.
You gotta sacrifice
okay,
something.
Wait. But have you ever done, like, a three-stream, 360 no-scope?
Anyway, guys, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about on this episode. First of all, want to say thank you for the positive response to last week's Welcome Back episode. As you know, we were back after a long hiatus with our podcast, and Ming was also back, the insane woman that hangs out in an alleyway near us. We do have more updates on her in this episode. But
a special little encounter to update you on.
Yeah, I mean, we already had some stuff to update you on, but then on the way here, we had a charming encounter with Ming that we'll let you know about later on in the episode. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna throw it to Ryan because he wanted to talk about something.
Yep. So Lego,
the company,
not my dog. We've been getting packages from them, as you can see from our past mail opening videos. The links are in the description, possibly. Who knows if you remember?
Probably if I'm uploading this one, I've probably forgotten that. So
yeah. Well.
Fuck.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Have faith. If not, search it up yourself. Do a little work. You need to do a little something. Anyways, so they sent us the Lego packages, and it's always Lego apologizing for fucking up, and they're not fucking up. They
think they are, though.
Yeah. So they send us replacement parts because someone keeps telling them that our parts are fucked up,
our Lego
missing, or broken,
parts.
Or something. So my thing is, what if some fan out there is working for Lego and sending us parts intentionally so that they get free advertising on our mail opening videos, and they do it consistently, and they know a steady stream of people come to those mail opening videos? That's
a
theory that I came up with.
That's a good theory, Ryan.
Do you think that's out of the realm of possibility?
That someone works for
Lego? Well, it's not just a theory, Matt. It's a mail theory.
Dude, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we got someone that watches us that works for Lego. I'm sure that there are at least two people out there that work for Lego that watch our videos.
Statistically speaking. I don't hate it, but my dog having that name, every time I have to do the mental jump, like the gymnastics a little bit, to remind myself very quickly, like half a millisecond.
Dog or children's toy?
Yeah, exactly.
Dog or tiny brick? God, you've stepped on Legos before, right?
Yeah.
Shit, it hurts like so bad. I remember
I stepped on Bionicles more. I didn't have as many Lego playsets. I had mostly Bionicle.
I remember when I was a kid, my cousin stepped on a chair from a little dollhouse. Just a little tiny just sitting chair. And he stepped on it and started crying when his brother bullied him about it. He's like, oh, you stepped on the dollhouse. It was funny looking back. Why you sound upset? You sound uncomfortable.
I don't know. I just remembered of times of just uncomfortable pain, like back when. And there was this one time I was in youth group, and I used to collect, you know, soda can caps.
I'm sorry.
Anyways,
wait, what do you mean
whatever.
Soda can
soda
caps?
Soda can tops, sorry, not caps.
The little silver things? The
yeah, that
things?
You flip back and forth until it breaks off.
Why'd you collect those?
Because you recycle them in this little McDonald's mini house thing. You know what I'm talking about?
That was
someone
one of
out
your
there,
hobbies?
Someone out here that watches us.
No, I know what you're
about
talking about.
Okay. So anyways, you know, they all have the big houses in the McDonald's where you could put your hand in. Anyways, so whatever. So I broke it off and it fell into the can, and I was like, fuck, I need to get it. So I put my finger inside of the can and I started to twist the can.
Oh, you've told
but
me
what
this.
I didn't know is that it works like a saw or a blade.
Yeah, you've told
and
me
this.
And it
just cuts straight into my finger. Like I just go in a circular motion, just sliced into my finger. Dude, it fucking sucked, stung, bled profusely. And just the thought of it still today. The pain probably wasn't that bad, but the fact that I don't know. It was deep, though.
That's what you get for having a fucking nerd hobby.
That's what I get for going to youth group.
Damn it. All I ever got out of youth group was a cut finger from my hobby of collecting soda. What are they called? Tabs? Soda whatever?
Soda tops.
Shit, dude. Do you remember? What was it?
I don't know.
What were the things that you cut off of cereal boxes and shit? For
tops?
School. No.
You just call them tops?
No. What were they called? They were called something.
Were they?
Yeah, they had a
box
name.
Box tops.
Box tops. That was it. Yeah. Box tops.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
I just kind of said it. I just was like, okay, sounds like.
Like you'd bring them in a bag. Yeah, dude, they were called box tops. Okay. You bring them in these things, remember?
Yeah.
You cut them off of cereal boxes or like snack boxes, and you'd bring them into your teacher, and maybe you get like a little prize because, I don't know, it's worth like 30 cents to the school if you bring in a whole bag of them. It's like, oh, yay. Now we have a dollar more for the art department because, you know, education is very well funded in America.
They say that it's for recycling, but the truth behind it is that these Coke companies are paying these recyclable companies that first had good intentions, but now have turned corporate. And so now the Coke companies are making you drink more and more because then you'll think you're helping more and more. You fucking slimy sheep.
And scene. Oh, fuck, dude. You know what I just remembered? I had to do this for school. There were, like, they'd make the kids sell things, whether it be wrapping paper or chocolates or something.
It was the band and, what's that? ROC? What is that?
ROTC.
The ROTC kids always sold those chocolate, whatever they, what are they called?
World's Finest.
Yeah, the World's Finest.
World's Finest chocolate.
The caramel filled ones were my favorite. Those were fucking delicious.
It is called World's Finest, but I can guarantee it is not the World's Finest chocolate.
It's the World's Finest chocolate if you're a high schooler wanting some chocolate.
On the bus, hell yeah. But, dude. Looking back, they made kids sell shit door to door.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a grade in one of my classes, which I don't think was allowed at all.
We used to do that in elementary school.
Yeah, they'd make you sell wrapping
paper. Remember, and you get the prizes, and if you sold more of those things, then you got prizes on the little, like, pamphlets and shit.
Yeah, but looking back, that seems a little weird and messed up. That was big companies making kids sell. They're like, whoever came up with that is genius. They thought to themselves, oh, we can get kids to sell this in exchange for cheap Chinese toys.
Isn't it weird how businesses... it's not weird, but you notice business is competitive from day one. Like, even when you're a kid in school selling chocolate, it's competitive. Even though it's not your business or you're not really a part of a business, it still has that competitive nature of I need to do better than this person. It's not about really working together to sell the most chocolate. It's I want to sell more than this person because I'll have the golden star and I'll also win the best prize and all this other shit.
I'll get the little toy that will break. There was always that one, like, autismo kid that would sell, like, five boxes, and I'd sell one, and everyone would be like, God damn it, what? Damn it.
Sounds like a... No, okay, I was thinking of Atomo.
Oh, from Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Autismo.
You stay. I fought what you've, I would love, like, big movie moments if they fuck up their lines. Like, in Jaws, when he's about to shoot and kill the shark at the end of the movie, Matt. When he's sitting up there, he goes, smile, you son of a, and then he shoots the gun, and then it explodes, the shark explodes. But he's like, smile, you fucker. Like, he just, like...
They get one shot.
You know,
shit.
You know when I'm trying to think of an insult sometimes, and I'm like, you stupid fucking sheep, dumb bell ringing.
Yeah, bell ringing?
Yeah.
That's a great insult, because that just sounds stupid. Like, yeah, you fucking bell ringer. If you picture a bell ringer, I picture some limp-lipped,
like
he's
I'm
drooling,
just...
he's just dinging a bell.
Because you're thinking of Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Because he's a bell ringer. Fucking bell ringer.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Yeah, I know.
Cut that out. Oh, my God.
How language will change in the future. I'm interested to see how it will. Because retarded was perfectly normal at one point.
Oh, yeah, it was.
They can sell chocolate just as well as the other kids. That's all that counts, right? Bringing it full circle.
Why did they They did make the kids that had special needs do that too, I remember.
Because they're just as susceptible to just greedy business.
Oh, and
shit.
I bet they'd sell more too, because everyone's going to give. Never mind, I can't.
It's like sending a kid with a wheelchair to get some chocolate. Okay, hey, can you buy chocolate? Put a little blanket over their legs.
Why would you put a blanket over their legs?
That's what people with polio look like. Have you ever met someone with polio? Is that a thing
still?
Yeah,
I did actually. I had an old neighbor who had polio. Except she might have had it when she was younger and it messed her up. I don't think she still had polio. There's people that don't vaccinate their kids, so polio is actually coming back.
Yeah.
Because if you, there's at least one person that is listening to this that is an anti-vaxxer.
Polio is awful. Like, if that's the reason you're getting polio by not vaccinating, like, that's...
Well, Ryan, vaccines...
Are you sure you're not spitting out fake news?
No, dude. Polio, I mean, autism, vaccines give... Vaccines give autism! It's a proven
autists
fact.
Autists give vaccines to...
Polio.
Polio.
Autists. Give polio vaccines. Autists give polio vaccines to my neighbor.
That's the new, like, Philip DeFranco news headline with his mouth going, what?
Autists give polio vaccines? Hashtag drama alert. Speaking of a drama alert, I think our boy Ricky actually hosted that a while back. Little Ricky Berwick. Sweet, caring little Ricky Berwick.
He did something that actually grossed me out. What was it? You showed a
really
video.
That's shocking.
And I was like, ew.
He does a lot of things that gross people
out.
Yeah,
but that's just his character, and you kind of live with it. But there was something that I was generally like, that is
it's
gross.
Probably when he was stuffing chocolate into his mouth.
Yeah.
He does videos where he stuffs, like, 20 Reese's cups in his mouth and chews with his mouth open. You can just see it. Like,
it's that. I just don't think I ever enjoy someone chewing with their mouth open. Like, even, remember in comedies when it's, like, the crazy card? You know, they would...
The Ming?
They would try to talk with, like, a full mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I always see it.
People really do chew with their mouths open. Like, a lot of people chew with their mouths open. I don't see how that's a thing. It just feels natural if you have food in your mouth to just keep it shut.
I only do it if it's too hot or too cold.
Yeah,
But that's obvious because you have to let the air escape.
Right. Imagine right now, picture chewing with your mouth open. It feels weird. It feels like the food's gonna fall out.
I don't have anything to chew on to test if...
It's more effort to chew with your mouth open. You know, like, that's more moving in my jaw. And I hate that sound. There's a name for that. I forgot what it's called. There's a name for people who get aggravated by, like, the sound of people eating, which I can't stand. Like, if I'm close...
I think my stepdad has that.
I cannot stand it.
Because I'd even chew with my mouth closed,
mm-hmm.
like chips, and he would get mad at me and just come up with, oh, you're chewing with your mouth open. But I never was. It was just I was eating chips.
I mean, my parents know this for sure. They've seen me get a little pissy at the dinner table because it'll be silent and it'll just be, and I'm just like stop, please.
You don't like throw up. You don't like moist sounds.
I don't mind moist mouth sounds. Like, but when I'm listening to someone silently chew food, I don't know why it's a very common thing. My parents were always like telling me I'm weird for that because they don't love me. They hate me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
But
yeah, that is true.
There's a name for it. It's like an actual thing. And who was trying to tell me it's a mental disorder? Someone was trying to, that's a mental illness. Like, it's not a fucking
What other
mental
stuff
illness.
Are you going to be diagnosed with this week?
I'm going to go to a doctor and tell him, yeah, I think I've got a mental illness. Just when people make sounds with their mouth, I really don't like it.
So I think I also might have polio. See, I like wearing blankets over my legs when I sit down.
That's a sure-tell sign to see if someone has polio.
Mom, I really like wearing this blanket over my legs. Son, I think you've got polio. We gotta get you to the ER right now. Mom, why didn't you vaccinate me? Because I didn't want you to have autism.
What if there were mega versions of diseases? You get mega cancer, mega AIDS, mega polio.
Like super versions, like they're upgraded.
Yeah.
Like evolved Pokemon.
Mega SARS.
Mega SARS. Then could you take... Huh. Then does that mean there would be... I guess there are already super versions of sleep aids and stuff.
What the fuck is sleep aids?
Like, what do you mean?
What is sleep aids?
Like NyQuil.
Oh, okay. Dude, I thought you were talking about like a version of AIDS.
Don't worry, it's the AIDS that'll get you when you're sleeping.
I thought you were talking
It'll
about
sneak up on you.
I'm serious. I thought you were talking about a Give type me... of AIDS, like a different type I've never heard of.
The sleep AIDS. You gotta be careful.
I woke up with sleep AIDS this morning.
If you leave your closet door open at night, past 2 o'clock precisely, the sleep AIDS will come out and vaccinate your children. With Dad. Autism.
Dad, can you check under the bed for sleep aids? Into the closet, too.
No right, sleep son. Aids here, son.
Don't worry, son.
Oh, what's this? Oh!
You're right? Did you really choke yourself there?
But I'm fine.
My favorite thing is when you're doing a bit and you do one of those extreme coughs and then it turns into a real cough and I look over and your face is red and your eyes are watering.
Yeah.
I love that shit, dude. That's so good.
Oh, whoa.
All right, you know what I'm excited for? All right, well, I'm not excited because I won't be involved whatsoever.
What's that?
Don't you ever fucking cough while I'm talking.
What's that?
SpaceX just recently announced that next year in 2018, they're going to send 2 tourists into space to fly around the moon and back. Like, how fucking cool is that? That's something you dreamt of. Remember when we in like fourth grade?
It's going to be like the CEO of Walmart that gets to go up there.
I know.
It's not going to be like a regular cool. Remember what they did at the Oscars recently? It was like yesterday. They brought the people on the tour bus. Like, legitimate tourists,
yeah,
to like the Oscars, and it was this incredible moment for them. They were freaking out.
Yeah, it's life changing.
Because the reason it was life changing is because
it's too regular.
There's no way they could have ever gotten there or afforded to go there.
Yeah,
rich people, of course, they're going to be the first ones to go. But if you want to see true amazement, people who would have never thought they could actually ever afford something like that if it came to be, I think seeing their reaction would be a lot better than seeing just 2 fat businessmen just with, they probably are going to be decked out in onesies that have their company logos on them and shit.
The shuttle is going to have the company logos and they got their little comb overs and
there's going to be like television breaks when they go up there. They're going to turn it into a reality show and shit. We joke about that, but wait, they're going to say we called it 200 years from now.
Oh, you know how they have the real life on MTV where it's like real life San Diego, real life San Francisco, real life Miami. They're going to have real life space and they're going to have a little space station, a little space station with a nice cast of drama seeking women and men.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
There's going to be fights and relationships and one night stands on a space station.
And they can't return to Earth for 2 months.
But you know how in those shows they kick people out of the house, they just kick them into space
and watch them implode, freeze instantly. What is it? Do they freeze instantly?
You freeze, yeah.
There were always like rumors and shit. I always have those Bill Cosby moments. You know?
When you have unconsensual sex?
Nope.
Okay, if they announced that show and they said, hey, Ryan, do you want to come to space and be on real life MTV's Real Life Deep Orbit. I don't know. What would it be called?
No, because then there's a chance I'm going to be kicked out into space.
No, okay, no, ignore that part. That wouldn't happen. If you're off, they
say... But yes, okay, if you ask that, yes, because it's 2 months. I get to go into space.
Yeah.
And since there's reality television shows up there, that means that we've been doing this for a while, so it's probably like a safe trip.
No, this is the first time. This is the first time
they've ever gone into space.
No, the first time they've ever filmed any, like, they haven't sent tourists to space yet, but they've got a nice group of 20 to 30 year old attractive, you know,
wait,
young
if they offered
people.
It for free?
Do those people have to pay to be on that show? No, they get paid to be on that show.
I'd just be scared for something going wrong, like an Apollo 13
That'd
shit,
be great,
you know?
Fucking ratings. Great television.
For the businesses. Think about the businesses, Ryan.
But going back to the SpaceX thing, that'd be amazing just to see two tourists. Now, by tourists, it probably does mean two people that buy their way in, or very notable people.
Technically, we are tourists to space. Anyone, rich, poor, whatever, this isn't something that everybody goes to. It's tourism.
But if they picked some, you know, farmer from Kentucky and then some random cubicle working guy from like Japan, that'd be so cool. Two random people to send to space. Not trained astronauts, just two people to go be the first people to enjoy space.
They should make it a lottery.
They should make it awesome.
A lottery situation.
The space lottery, and you could scratch off little tickets?
Yeah. But there has to be certain, of course, guidelines, certain prerequisites.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think instead of having to buy their way in, it should be a lottery system.
That'd be badass. If you won, would you go?
Yeah.
Or would you be too scared?
That's a tough decision.
I would have to do it. That is truly a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's very scary.
But if I die, then I've only lived 22 years.
But think about this: how many?
And I could possibly live 60 more. And then what I say, I could have gone to space, but I'm much happier staying alive and experiencing all this stuff down here.
Okay, that's
but
fair.
That's over the one. That's over like the chance that something goes wrong.
But that's the thing. How many space missions happen? How many people die these days? Like the last time that I can remember, I'm sure there's been one since, and I'm forgetting it. But was the Discovery, the spaceship that burned up in reentry? That's the last American one I could think of. I'm sure there's been ones from other countries
where human lives lost.
Yeah,
yeah. But like, there have been a ton of rocket malfunctions and stuff. One recently with SpaceX.
I'm sure that there's smaller ones like that we don't really hear about that happen in other countries, like an astronaut gets blown up or some shit. I mean, people that are astronauts.
Watch ISIS blow up an astronaut. Like in full uniform and everything.
Imagine ISIS if they moved their shit to space. They got their shit together and moved it up into the sky.
Why can't we just shoot ISIS into space? Have we ever thought of a space cannon for ISIS? I don't know. The Trump administration, maybe get on that.
Yeah, maybe put some money into a space cannon for ISIS.
Come on, we know you listen to the Super Megacast.
What if, Ryan, 2 months from now, we're just sitting back, relaxing, kicking it with our $1 million of YouTube revenue.
With orange juice in a champagne glass.
Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, you just hear that Trump's like, I had this great idea. It's for a space cannon for ISIS. I came up with it all by myself.
It's a super mega awesome idea made by me.
If Donald Trump listened to our podcast and then got the idea to make a space cannon and shoot ISIS into orbit. Wait, do you just shoot them into space? You just send them up in orbit, just to have fun up there. Don't just leave us alone down here.
No, you shoot them into space. But the thing is, once they get up into space,
they're gonna go to another planet. And
no, they're gonna burn. They're gonna burn up in the atmosphere. Yes, ISIS. If you shoot ISIS into space, like if you shoot all the members of ISIS into space, they're gonna have to go through the atmosphere. They're gonna have to be going at a fucking high velocity, whatever speed.
Ryan, no,
they're gonna burn up in the atmosphere. Burn up coming into space.
They're gonna go start shit on another planet.
No, they're not.
They're gonna go fucking do ISIS shit on the moon.
They can't do ISIS shit on the moon.
Yes, they can't.
Because Russia and China would be like, no, 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 and so would the U.S. Every major country who, like, because no one can own the moon or whatever.
Dude, they're going to instate Sharia law on the moon.
Oh, you know when, like, Russians and other countries go to the moon, they, like, kick our flag over and, like, plant the, like, Chinese one.
The Russians go and plant the Chinese flag.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder. That's such a funny thing because, I mean, you know, that stuff happens, like, North Pole and shit. Like, that's just funny. Now this is mine because I put my flag in it. What if you claimed women that way? Just stick a little flag in them?
You used to.
Just, pee on them?
No. What do you mean? You used to just go, mine.
Oh, I'd point at a woman and say, mine?
Yeah, but it would be, you'd be like, you'd be a knuckle-draggling buffoon.
buffoon? See, and we went from that to now living in a civilization where next year they're sending two people to space to be tourists.
Yep.
Not astronauts, tourists. I'm sure there's extensive preparation and training involved even for tourists. You know, you go skydiving or scuba diving. I mean, that takes a lot of training, and that's just for, that's a touristy thing.
Yeah.
So going to space has got to be a fucking crazy amount of learning and shit.
Have you ever ziplined? That's fun.
I've ziplined on small ziplines, like small scale ones that go from like a tree to like into a lake.
Dude, I went to Costa Rica like way like a bit back. And
that's the country for zipline.
Just a big old zipline. It was so fun. I want to go again. I want to do something exciting. There's this bungee thing I saw on, you know, one of those things where people share it on Facebook, and it's this cool event that's trying to advertise itself in a sense. It's this bungee jump, except they'll push you off or do, like, they have these creative ways to send you off of the cliff. Like, they'll kick you and shit.
I don't want to be kicked off a cliff.
or you can be sitting in a chair and they'll tip you off in the chair.
That sounds really fun, but also... Yeah, I guess if I was 100% sure that I wasn't going to die, that'd be fun.
Or you can go with no rope.
What?
No bungee cord.
I mean, if anyone wants to do without the rope, I mean, we'll do that too. I'll try.
I don't think it could be a rope because the rope... No, it's a bungee cord.
Yeah, I'm imagining someone using a rope and it's tied to their ankle and they just jump down and it rips their foot off.
They would rip their fucking leg off.
That would rip them to pieces.
Ow! Oh! I should have gone with the cord.
The guy's on the ground in pieces, just hit at a high velocity, and his leg is gone. Damn it, I knew I should have gone with the cord. That one looks way more fun.
Gosh darn it. I'll try the fishing wire next.
Oh, God. I'll try the razor wire. You've never been bungee jumping, right?
No. I've done the theme park one, where you go to, like, Carowinds or something.
You jump up and down?
Yeah.
Would you ever consider, I don't know, bungee jumping is one of those things. I've thought about skydiving. I'm like, I think I could, but bungee jumping just seems one of those things that I don't know if that's something I actually want to do because it seems so, that one just seems so risky.
Have you seen the videos where the rope's too long?
Yes. And that's why I don't want to do it.
Dude. Ugh.
You just fall and then it's like, uh-oh, and then you're dead.
Yep.
But same with skydiving. I mean, skydiving, there is no cord. You have a parachute, and if your parachute fails.
Look what happened to Peggy.
What a fucking way to end a King of the Hill season.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Peggy.
She was back, though. Back in black.
Whoa. Peggy. What a fucking... Why did... We've talked about this before, but why was that a storyline in King of the Hill? Think about the show King of the Hill. Of all the things to put in, why was one of the storylines Peggy falls from a fucking airplane? And she lives. She lived from falling from an airplane, and she walked again.
Are there freak accidents where people have... lived from falling out of planes?
I don't think anyone's ever survived falling out of an airplane.
I'm going to do this. Okay.
And I don't mean people are like, well, yes, they have. I'm talking about you fall from like skydiving heights, not from falling from 200 feet off the ground and then you somehow survive because you crashed through a tree or land in a pond. I'm talking about people that have legitimately fallen from tens of thousands of feet and lived. Because what? Skydiving is 12,000 feet, that type of thing? You can't survive that. That's over 2 miles.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Vesna, whatever her last name, Volok, I can't, it's Yugoslavic. That's the name. So okay. Whatever, was 23 working, at like an air transport hostess when she survived a fall from 10,160 meters.
What the fuck?
Yeah. On the 26th of January,
that's 30,000 feet.
After she was working aboard, blew up. She fell inside a section of the tail unit and fell.
Wait, she was as, holy shit, she was an air hostess. What are they called? She was a flight attendant.
Yeah.
The plane blew up 30,000 feet in the sky.
10,000 meters.
A meter is about 3 feet.
Yeah, I know.
So 30,000 feet up, and she fell to the earth in a piece of the plane and lived?
Yeah.
That's the luckiest person to ever walk the earth.
I know. She was the only survivor.
Holy shit.
She was the only survivor. Okay, wow.
There's
Whoa.
No way. Like, Ryan, if you're on an airplane and it blows up, you know you're not getting out of that alive.
Dude, she emerged from... Okay, she was in the hospital for 16 months after emerging from a 27-day coma and having, like, of course, many bones broken. But you think you're dying and you wake up in the hospital and you're like, I was just in an airplane. Like your mind is, I was just in an airplane that exploded. What? How am I here?
How did I was 30,000. You've been in an airplane that's been at 30,000 feet. That's like a regular cruising altitude. You look out the window when you're flying in an airplane. Imagine you're in a fucking airplane and it blows up and you fall that far and survive. How did the impact not kill her? Like, what happened? She must have been in a piece that wasn't falling, but more maybe like spinning down?
Maybe.
So it didn't go at full speed?
Yeah. What in the world? Dude. That's a cool story.
I bet she told all her friends that one. I bet she told the guys back home that one.
Well, I'd be surprised if they didn't hear about it before. I mean, she was in a coma for 27 days.
I haven't seen you for 16 months. Where have you been? Oh, you know, my airplane blew up and I fell 30,000 feet.
You know.
Jesus Christ.
Well, hearing that your plane blew up. Yeah, you know, my plane blew up.
You know you have no memory of that happening, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't remember the plane blowing up. You're just like, what happened? It's like, hey, you're the only person to survive a plane exploding at 30,000 feet.
It's like, last thing I remember was...
That's like something out of a movie. Like a cartoon or something. That doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah, only in Tom Cruise movies.
Exactly. And you know what? You know how there's that theory? Well, it's not really a theory. It's more of just a fun thing. It's like, imagine the second you die, you wake up in a situation where you didn't die.
Oh, wow.
That type of thing. So imagine this is the universe where... Just that freak thing woke up and she woke up and she didn't die.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense at all?
It does, but then the first question is, what about old people? Is it, do they just,
they
would technically live forever then.
No,
you'd have people living forever.
Old people go to hell.
What's the age range of hell and staying alive?
70, 72, 70, 72, you know. 70.
In between.
What if that was just a thing? Like someone found a lost book of the Bible and they opened it up and it just said one thing and it was like, old people go to hell.
Scientists find like this lost book and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
This changes everything.
Yeah. They find a lost book and they spend years decoding it. And it's just like one sentence that says, old people go to hell.
If God wrote old people go to hell up in the sky with like crows and flames and shit. I'd 100%
crows on fire.
I'd start going back to church. Like I would.
Well,
that
no
would
shit,
make me
I would
back
too.
To no shit, I would.
If I
too.
Saw fire and crows in the sky, saying old people go to hell, I'd say, yeah, I'm going back to church right now.
Yeah, something seems quite off. In this week's weather report, crows on fire.
Why did Ryan start going back to church? Well, didn't you see what happened in the sky? God wrote old people go to hell. I don't believe it.
Wait, what? He wrote it in Burning Crows.
The classic Burning Crows of Christ. Oh my God.
Is an awesome God.
He reigns.
From heaven above.
With love?
No, with wisdom.
With wisdom.
Power and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
With wisdom.
With
pee pee.
Pee pee, high five.
Woo!
Dude, I still remember all those songs. How about, do you remember Hosanna? Hosanna. You don't know that one? What about Pharaoh, Pharaoh? Oh, baby,
let my people go. Huh. Yeah. We sound like drunk people. Imagine if these were the songs drunk people sang at bars.
I'm sure plenty of drunk people do sing.
God's not dead. He's surely alive. Cause he's living on the...
Oh, God. Speaking of drunk people vomiting.
Wait, there's a song. Oh, what was the song? If the pastor gives you a smile, go to his office, but just for a while.
I don't remember ever singing that one.
Oh.
Anyway, speaking of drunk people throwing up, I think it was twice in 2 weeks we walked by a Buffalo Wild Wings and saw people vomiting. And one of the times was some of the grossest vomit I've ever seen in my life.
It's a part of their new marketing campaign. Did you not go to Buffalo Wild Wings? Did you not have this much fun?
Are you not throwing up yet? Then something's wrong. Get back in here. Have some more Buffalo Wild Wings.
Get back in here, you fucking pussy.
Ew, but the first time was that, it was like 8 o'clock at night, and the girl was just on the ground with orange vomit everywhere.
Either dead or in a,
almost
like in a coma.
Did she get that drunk at Buffalo Wild Wings by 8 o'clock at night?
Yep. She was having a good night.
Dude, she's living the life, man. It
was
she
was living la vida loca.
Yeah, and then also vomiting all over herself. And then, like, 4 days later, walking by Buffalo Wild Wings again, and there's just that, was that dude standing and vomiting in a parking space, just like, bruh! And his friend was watching him?
We knew it. We knew it was coming, because he was cat-backing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cat-back it, girl. Ooh. Oh, and you saw the look on my face, because we knew we're about to walk by someone actively vomiting, and you know how I am about vomit, so... You saw me tense up, and I'm just thinking, shit, okay, just
keep walking. Aggressively, actively vomiting. So it's an alliteration.
Teens react to
aggressive activists actively throwing up. This episode is sponsored by Frown's Go Upside Down's House of Toys.
What do they sell there? Toys?
Yeah.
Cool. Should have guessed.
In the name.
Holy shit, dude.
What?
I just got a news alert on my phone.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
What?
ISIS just took over the moon.
Oh, shit. We shouldn't have launched him out of the space cannon.
Well, speaking of reports, it's time for this week's Ming report, isn't it?
Yes.
It is time for what you've all been waiting for. It's time for this week's Ming report. For those of you who don't know who Ming is, you need to listen to recent podcasts. I think there's one called Ming. She is a homeless woman who is a little crazy, who we've had many run-ins with, many encounters with, many stories.
She's not just a little crazy. I was talking to some of the homeless people that roam our area.
That are around her?
Not really around her.
They interact with her. They see her.
They see her. They don't like to interact with her. She has her own kind of crew that...
She's got the fucking clown and the guy Bozo.
But then there's the other group of homeless people. That's like about three people, and they make up kind of like the higher class.
The higher class homeless people.
It's because they're not into drugs. They're only into, one of them's only into smoking weed, and the others just smoke cigarettes. And I
think
that's
weird that there's classes. There's a class system within being homeless.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's crazy.
There has to be. Like, yeah. You know, the homeless people are different. Do you think downtown? Man, you know, I like my downtown people. I don't like the homeless over in Venice. They're a bit crazy.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure, but there's like gangs and factions of homeless people that are very different. Well, like look at Venice Beach. The homeless people are like beach bum type of people.
This makes it sound like it's Mad Max or something.
Different factions of homeless people. But anyway, Ming, the lovely, the wonderful Ming. I guess we'll start with just some updates.
Oh.
Ever since the last podcast,
it was the updates.
Yeah.
Well, it was confirmed as I was talking to these three homeless gentlemen.
Very nice men.
That she actually is on and off going to jail and coming back to the streets.
So that's why she had disappeared for so long. And I would not be surprised if you guys stop hearing the Ming report, if we have to put it on hold because she disappears more. Because tonight, guys, developing story. All day we're like, I wonder like what kind of, you know, like, let's talk about Ming on the next podcast. And up until the point we're leaving our apartment to come record this podcast, we're like, I mean, nothing that interesting happened with Ming other than what happened. I'll lead it up to the story. So, we found she had some new trash laying around. She had a jar of Tostitos queso.
Yeah.
Some chips.
100%.
There was a cup with an empty bottle of butane liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that was used for.
Did we mention her Sharpie artwork?
No. In fact, she was gone one night, so we went over and checked out her area to get a nice little, more in-depth investigation.
Little report. Investigative journalism.
We found that she had taken a Sharpie, and she wrote, "Fuck a punk bitch," on the concrete, so that's one thing Ming did.
There's that.
What else? What else? Is there anything else? Garbage? There was some stuff.
You looked more. I just noticed the Sharpie. Well, you showed the Sharpie thing to me. That's the only thing I looked at. Why? What are you thinking about?
Oh, yeah. She had that signed copy of Ella Enchanted. But anyway, not much had happened. But tonight, we were hanging out in this kind of area near where Ming is before we came to record the podcast, just chilling. And we see Ming at the end of the alleyway. And she's yelling more than ever. She's screaming.
Pacing back and forth.
She's throwing her arms around. Yeah.
I don't know what the way she moves. I'm going to move in a certain way. I'm going to get up and move. And I want you to describe it. So you can kind of see.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Like a reference.
Okay.
All right. So Ryan's doing the Ming. Do the Ming. It's very predatorial. You know, very predatorial. Like an ant, like an ape. You know what it's like? It's like the crocodile guys in Donkey Kong Country. You know how those guys move?
Okay, yeah.
Right? Kind of like
that?
A little
bit, but because she has this, like, predatorial, like, kind of...
Yeah, it's
like,
very reptilian.
Like slithery.
Yeah, reptilian.
But very clunky.
Do you think she's part of the reptilian society? She's got to be a part of the reptilian higher society. She's one of them that went wrong.
No doubt. She's
so like zapped.
She's the villain in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, but anyway, she's like screaming, going crazy tonight. And we're like, we're not going to go anywhere near her. So we go back inside. Ryan lost his car keys for quite a while, which was surprising because we'd only been inside for like 10 minutes.
I threw them in a basket and they got covered with like an envelope or something.
Understandable. So we go back down to the car and we're driving here to record the podcast. And we see Ming in under like a little street light with this old ass Chinese security guard. I guess he's a security guard.
He's just standing still.
He's standing there with a walkie talkie, like jaw hanging. He doesn't know what to do. And Ming is standing there like going crazy. And he's just, like, this is an old Chinese man. Like he can't, like, what's he gonna do? He's a security guard. He's like, oh shit. And we drive by.
Please leave.
As we drive by, I roll down the window and Ming just like looks right at me in the car and goes, she was like, how the fuck a policeman? What'd she say?
But
she
before
said,
that, it was riding down here black, fuck the police, man.
Something like that. It was like, she said
riding down here black.
It could have been, I don't know. It was very.
I'm distinctively remembering because she said riding down and then black. There was a word in
riding
between
down
that.
Something black, yeah. Fuck the cops. Or no, she said fuck a cop.
Yeah, fuck
she
a
said,
cop.
She said fuck a cop. And she yelled that right in my face as we drove by. And just seeing this little old Asian, you know, like mall cop kind of guy, just like walkie-talkie in hand, like, oh, what the fuck do I do?
What if as she was screaming at me, she went, fuck a cop! And like as she did the cop, like this alien hugger face thing, just like launched out of her mouth onto your face. It's like, and like I fucking turn the car up, like, oh!
The car rolls over.
And then, like, we get out of the car. The fucking alleyway is empty. You have the face hugger. You're motionless. I look around, and all of a sudden I see Ming on the building just kind of latching onto it on all fours, like on the side wall. Like, she's like a Spider-Man looking thing, like a demon.
She's got the Chinese guy's head in her mouth.
Yeah, just... that... Dude.
What?
Sorry, I gotta go call Michael Bay. Okay, he was in a pissy. Yeah, I don't think he was feeling that one.
Yeah, it's whatever, dude. We'll
next time.
You call him like twice a day with ideas. I think he's getting tired of it.
Okay, well,
that's about all that's new with Ming. I mean, we'll update you guys every week until she goes away again, because I'm sure maybe tonight she got arrested. I don't know. That guy could have called for more help, because if she was on drugs, whatever she was on tonight was extreme. So she was going crazy. So I would not be surprised if that security officer for that place called the real police and had her arrested.
Yeah.
Especially like, because, you know, the Glendale police, I'm sure they know who she is because they've 100%. Had to deal with her before. They've had to deal with her multiple times. We've seen the police sitting and watching her. So they know who she is. So I'm sure if some old security guard is calling, they can hear her screaming in the background. And she's screaming, fuck a cop. They're probably going to come pick her up real quick. So, but Ming, we love you. Thanks for giving us something to talk about.
Just NPR. And Ming, if you're out there, we just want to let you know that we're thinking about you and the hard fight you're struggling to go through, you dirty woman.
I've never heard anything like that on NPR.
You dirty, smelly...
You're something else.
Yelling lass.
Dirty, smelly, yelling lass. NPR is a very different sound from any other radio station because it's so, like, crisp and clean. You can hear every mouth sound. It's like, today's stocks went up.
It just makes me feel like everyone has stinky breath. Like, they're all just a bunch of gross, stinky people.
I could totally see that because the mics are so crisp and high quality.
And, like, I just picture whenever they go... Like that little bit of spit that goes from the first lip to the second lip, and then it just hangs if they start talking, and you see it jiggle as they talk and
Like,
shit.
You know for sure, NPR, hands down, has the best quality microphones in the radio game.
Yeah.
They're incredible. Those gotta be like $30,000 microphones. Like, those are so good. Compared to this little piece of shit.
This piece of
just stupid fucking microphone.
Piece of shit.
Well, actually, these microphones are...
They're wonderful.
Glorious. The best microphone I've ever worked with. Like, compare this to when we first started Super Mega, what our microphone quality sounded like. And then compare it to this. All thanks to Aaron Hansen and his Game Grumps, thank you, guys, because, I mean, we're using your microphones, and these are top-of-the-line, really good mics. Listen to me. I'm moving around my mic. Might be going from ear to ear.
Aaron,
no, never mind. Probably not.
If you ever listen to this...
Which he probably won't, because I don't think he watches
exactly.
us.
But if he listens to this...
Okay.
And the next time he comes up to me and says, I want a fun time, then I have to go out and buy him some food from somewhere.
Okay.
Wherever he wants, his choice.
Aaron, that's a real offer. You hear this. Ryan's going to go buy you some food, but you got to say the magic words to show that you listen to us. You know who listens to our podcast? Julian. Sweet little Julian from Oni Plays.
Good old Julian. I love Julian.
Oh, God. Julian's a sweet man. Also, people were mostly disappointed when we canceled the talking show because, like, oh, now we won't get a Ding Dong face review.
We were never going to show
they're not
their
doing
faces.
That.
Yeah.
You know, they're not. There's a reason they don't show their faces.
It's like, I don't think those people who think like that are smart because you can see the way their brain is wired to be, oh, if they go on the talking show, then they have to show their face.
Also, the thing is, you know, they're not hiding their faces to make it a reveal or like as a business thing. They're hiding their faces because they don't want their faces shown. They'd rather be anonymous. And that's
Which
why they go by
those
names.
Which is something that you and I have talked about, and like, we might have wished we went anonymous at some point.
If I hadn't started with sketch comedy, if we had started just doing this Let's Play channel and you never saw our faces or anything, I would have loved to have been anonymous or at least use a name that's not my own. But
because I like privacy and...
Let's don't pry. I'm not a can for you to open.
You can't force someone to be friends with you. And if you do, they'll never be your friend.
That's not true, Ryan. I forced you to be my friend.
That is true. Well, if we become business partners, you're going to have to be my friend, Ryan.
Come on, Ryan. Just do this YouTube channel.
Ryan,
Matt, I don't like Let's Plays. I don't either, Ryan, but it's money. It's my cha-ching.
You're right. Cha-ching. I like cha-ching. I like it.
Oh, also, just speaking in terms of channel stuff real quick. By the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be about a week until I leave the country. And then after I leave the country, Ryan also leaves the country.
Yay.
So, you know... Don't worry, we're getting backlogged, so we will not miss any uploads, or there will still be podcasts and everything while we're gone, so don't worry about that.
Don't piss, moan, or cry.
Well, you can piss, just don't moan or cry.
Yeah.
Don't hold that piss in. Can you make your bladder explode if you hold your piss in too long?
People have died from holding their piss. There was a radio...
What bullshit? People have died from holding their piss in?
There was a radio competition and, like, someone died because they held their piss.
No, that was because they drank too much water.
Oh, hold on. Wait one second.
I don't think you could die from holding your piss. I think your bladder will just release it.
Die? I'm going to look it up on my phone.
I really don't think you can die from holding your piss.
Of course, because can it get in, like...
No, you can't physically hold it. You would die from a complication where you can't pee. Like, if something's keeping you from peeing, you can die because your piss becomes toxic and kills you. But you can't just hold your piss in. It eventually will make itself come out.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Holding in large amounts of urine for an extended period of time also exposes your body to potentially harmful bacteria, which can increase your chances of getting a urinary tract infection or bladder infection.
UTIs.
Yeah.
I don't think you can die from it. Well, maybe in like medieval times you could die from a UTI. Did you know to prevent UTIs, the easiest way is to urinate after having intercourse?
Yes.
You should always urinate. Take a pee-pee. That's sex ed from Super Mega, so there you go. Dude, you know what? Back to Ming real quick.
Oh, Ming.
You know what I think is going to happen?
What?
I have a feeling that Ming is going to somehow become... I can just see it now. Like, 5 years from now, she's going to be one of the most influential women in, like, history or in politics. Because she's going to invent something amazing or, like, become this outstanding woman that's going to change the world. And then we're going to listen back to this podcast and be like, wow. Small grassroots, you know? Do you have any movies where, you know, critics have praised it to hell, but you absolutely hated it? And vice versa? Can you name
there
one
There definitely
from
has. Do you mind if I take a little bit to think real quick?
I mean, critics loved Suicide Squad, and I loved it too.
Okay. Critics kind of give a pass, and a lot of people give a pass, and I see a lot of love for Marvel movies, Ant-Man, and all this other stuff. I'm not really that interested. I liked Iron Man. The first Iron Man was really good, I thought, but everything else just seems kind of bland, and a lot of it is boardroom...
Like cookie-cutter superhero shit?
Yeah, but the writing in it's, I guess... quick and witty and they have jokes, so it distracts people a lot. And it makes them go, I like these characters.
Yeah. To be honest, I really don't. I have never been into superhero movies. Ever. I never really liked them.
There's some good ones. Kick-Ass is
Oh, I like Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass is good. There's a movie called Super with Rain Wilson that I enjoyed. It was just different. He's basically told by Jesus to be a superhero. He's crazy. So, I don't know. Give it a watch. Give it a watch if you're interested. I definitely think that's something you should at least look into because it's a smaller film that didn't get a lot of recognition. And whether you think it's good or not, I feel like more movies like that should be seen instead of shitty ones that are in the theaters and get more publicity, like Suicide Squad, which is now a fucking Oscar-winning film for makeup.
Good job, Suicide Squad.
Yay.
Those temporary tattoos sure did win that Oscar, didn't they?
Yeah.
Also, that actually might be a very interesting episode of one of our movie reviews where it's an episode where we talk about a movie that critics hated that we liked, and then a movie, we each take a movie the critics hated we liked, and then a movie that critics loved and we hated.
I'm trying to think of, there's definitely...
That'd be an interesting, if we sat down and thought about that more, that might be an interesting movie review episode.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, movie reviews are...
Coming soon.
Yeah, we're actually...
Sooner than you think.
Legitimately working on that now for the first time.
We just need to buy something for the set. Go out and view something that we want to review, kind of get a format all laid out and finished, get branding for it, finalized, and it'll be ready to release. But that'll take a little bit of time.
Especially because we're both going to be out of the country, like pretty much all of March. We're not going to see each other. We're going to be on different sides of the world. But don't worry. Like I said, there will still be content. All those days were gone, so it's like we never even left. You won't even notice. And we do have more one-offs coming soon. For those who have been missing one-offs, we have some one-offs planned.
So we're enjoying the series we're doing.
Yeah, we really are enjoying the series we're doing.
I've already started another one.
Yeah, you have. There's already multiple episodes edited and finished and everything, and then I'm about to start a new series too. Because, guess what? By the time... As of this podcast coming out, tomorrow is a very special day because tomorrow is the finale of 50 Cent Blood on the Sand with Ding Dong and Julian.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, tomorrow is the finale.
That's where it all ends, baby.
That's crazy. Also, tomorrow is also the release of the Nintendo Switch.
Nope. Oh, yes! Sorry, I'm like, I keep having to do the math because you go, tomorrow is, I'm like, no, it's not.
I'm thinking of the perspective of when this comes out. Tomorrow is the Nintendo Switch dropping, so we're going to be very busy tomorrow. And we've already actually...
We won't be able to get the sick ad revenue talking about the Switch!
Maybe we'll find a way to record a Switch video before it comes out, because we've actually been, there's a couple of them around the Game Grumps office, so we've been messing around with the Nintendo Switch. We've played a little bit of the new Zelda game. Last week we played a little bit of Breath of the Wild.
But I'm staying away from watching it or playing it anymore because I nothing else. Nope. Can't say shit.
But I can say, as someone who I was, to be honest, very skeptical. I was optimistic but skeptical of the Nintendo Switch and what Nintendo was going to do with this one. I do have to say, after playing the Switch, it is a fucking incredible console. They really knocked it out of the park with this one.
I will save like my finalized opinion, but I'm going to latch on to you here and kind of fan a little bit. This is a console.
It's like revolutionary. Well, I was amazed.
It took them a little while to get there, of course, with the Wii U and stuff. But it's a console that can play these games that look beautiful. It feels like a console in of itself. And they've mixed their wonderful... kind of mobile marketing, their mobile...
Wireless controller technology.
Yeah, well, wireless controller technology, but also when I think of the DS, they're starting to merge these things to where gaming on the DS, it's not going to be looked at as, they're less graphics and it's whatever. They're turning mobile gaming into a legitimate fucking thing with actual games, actual third-party exclusives and stuff that people like and won't be abandoned, like I don't know, the PS Vita.
Oh, it looks seriously, the screen on the actual Switch itself, it's beautiful. Like it the frame rate's great, it looks amazing. I was shocked when I saw it. The first time I held the Switch and I played it, and I played a little bit of Breath of the Wild, the Zelda game, and I looked at the screen. I was shocked by how good the graphics were on this tiny little screen.
Because I remember on the Wii U.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was good, but it was like, eh, this is like a whole nother level.
It looks really nice on the pad.
And then how you can click the Joy-Cons off, and, you know, you can prop up the Switch somewhere else, and then I can just play with the Joy-Cons. It's a truly versatile console.
I'm definitely going to have to get the Pro Controller.
I will too, yeah.
I've already bought a case that's going to come.
I do too.
We're getting our consoles the day it comes out. It's going to be delivered to our apartments, and the moment we get that notification, we're headed home.
You okay? Burp. Spit it out. Spit it out.
Anyways.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to leave work early Friday. The moment I get that text message saying, hey, your package is here, I'm zipping on out. We're going. Because they should get here around the same time.
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited for a console since the 3DS.
The only thing that is just, I know Zelda will last me a long time. I know it will. But I just wish that other games were coming out as well. And I'm not talking about new Switch games. I'm talking about mainly, not Switch exclusives, but the ports that are coming over. Like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah.
I wish that was just coming out on day one.
I know.
The deluxe versions of games. Or Binding of Isaac. I wish that was a release.
It was. It was slotted to be a launch title, and they pushed it back like last week. They were like, oh, we need to actually push it. Which, I mean, I guess if Edmund McMillan and the people that make that game need more time, that's perfectly fine. I just wish it could have a launch title.
Yeah. But you're not getting... You forgot to pre-order Zelda.
I don't have any games pre-ordered. So, come Friday, I'm probably going to be rushing to some Best Buys or something, trying to find a
you
copy.
Need to start, I told you, you got to start looking now to see if you can pre-order it from anywhere. Target, Best Buy, Walmart, just wherever.
Because it's going to suck if I get the Switch and then I have no game. I'm going to get Snipper Clips, but I mean, it's not a full game.
Think about it. If the Switches are going out, that game's going to go out almost just as fast because there's not going to be another game out to buy for the Switch, really.
Yeah, it's the new Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah.
I'm excited for a few things. I'm excited for the games they're going to announce at E3. Hopefully, Pikmin 4.
They're not doing E3 showings anymore. Don't they have their own thing?
Yeah, but it happens during E3. They have their own little event, their live stream. So I am excited for this E3 because I think a lot of great Switch titles are going to be announced.
I hope.
Like,
I need to bring back all the big names. And that's that. If they did that, if they were smart like that, because it seems like they were holding back. They were holding back a lot.
With the Wii U,
definitely.
You know, there's no Animal Crossing for the Wii U. There's a Pikmin, never mind. But it seems like they did hold a lot back for the Wii U.
Pikmin
3.
Was a Wii for the Wii U, or was it originally
on the Wii U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But, I mean, Miyamoto said the Pikmin 4 was almost done, and that was like a year ago. So I'm sure that they've kind of shelved it to refocus it to the Switch. So now, after it releases, I hope that they can start announcing things about Pikmin 4. Maybe a new Animal Crossing, because I love Animal Crossing. Maybe they'll finally port Mother 3 to the Switch. I'm sure that'd blow everyone's fucking mind.
Thinking about Odyssey more, I'm actually excited for it because it seems more like of the world exploring games rather than just
follow a path and like old other Mario games.
Yeah.
Just so, follow a straight path kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jump over this.
I'm interested to see where that goes. I'm hoping it's good. Because the other Mario games similar to that were really good and are known as classics. So
the map, the world in the new Zelda game.
It's huge.
Huge. It is fucking massive. And it's very, very nice. That's all I'll say. I don't know technically what we're allowed to say, what we're not allowed to say. So we'll just keep it at that.
Okay, you know,
get excited. It's worth it.
We're done jerking you off, Nintendo. We're done.
All right. You can just go ahead and send the check. Please.
We've played some of your games, Nintendo.
Hey, we also need podcast advertising. So if there's anyone out there that has a company and they're like, podcast, maybe shoot us an email.
It's gonna be
a bunch of shitty companies. Like, I have an app development company.
It's gonna be kids in high school that have a business club that for a class project have to come up with a business thing.
No, we're talking like actual advertisers. We'll advertise you on a podcast in exchange for cash goods.
Or,
Other sucky,
goods.
Sucky, fucky, fucky, you know what I'm saying?
Sucky, sucky, fucky, fucky.
That's fucking racist, Ryan.
No, I was quoting a movie.
Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, that was a quote from Full Metal Jacket.
Give me $10, I suck you and fuck you.
What?
That's not what she said.
It's so aggressive. Fucky, fucky, well, sucky, sucky.
Vietnamese is aggressive. Have you listened to it?
It's just like I walk by. It's like, hey, you look kind of pretty today. Sucky. Ah!
Who the fuck listens to Sixpence None the Richer?
What? Who's that?
It's that band. It's like it's one of those one-hit wonder bands. That just kiss me under the bearded barley.
Is there anything? It's only Kiss Me that I see. I see nothing else.
Yeah, because that's one of those
like
bands.
Like, I looked it up on YouTube. Oh, maybe it's because I typed in Kiss Me. Okay. Sixpence None the Richer. Sixpence None the Richer.
What kind of band? Such a weird band name. I don't know why I just thought of that. I just thought of that band. It just occurred to me. When's the last time you...
What's this song? What do you think?
Oh, I know that song.
Oh, they did this one too?
Okay, so I know two songs by Sixpence None the Richer. But have you ever heard anyone even mention that band? Everyone knows the song, Kiss Me.
You don't see people wearing their t-shirts all the time?
Sixpence None the Richer? What's that band name?
If I ever see a person with that t-shirt...
We're going to see one, like, tomorrow, because that's how the universe works.
Yeah.
We're going to be walking outside and see someone with a sixpence nut. Or, like, we're going to be driving home tonight after the podcast, we're going to hear that song on the radio.
Matt, we live in a virtual reality.
And the creators are just fucking with us. Like, all right, I'll fuck with them.
we'll see what happens.
I'll give them a little sucky fucky.
Dude, do you think? Do you think they're going to give me a little sucky fucky?
Ryan, on the way home tonight, you're going to get fucked by a Vietnamese prostitute. What if Ming walked over, like, later tonight, and she just zip, and she unzips her face, and she's just a Vietnamese prostitute, like a beautiful Vietnamese woman.
I wouldn't change. I would say you've been acting like an asshole. If you were...
Why have you been... You know what she does that bothers me? It's when we drive by her, she ducks her head down to your level, so it's like she looks in the window. You know, she looks in the window when you drive by. And she never just... She doesn't just look. She looks with a very, like, aggressive, agitating, like, kind of... It's like she's trying to get you to fight her. She looks in the window with this very just...
She's always sizing people up. I always get the feeling that she's sizing everyone she looks at up.
It looks like she's very cocky and she's ready for a fight.
Yeah.
Like, just driving by. And every time we drive by, I do something. Like, she'll stare at me and I'll pretend to be really scared and we drive by.
Wait,
I did
really?
That today. I put my hands on my head and I was like, oh, no!
Mamma mia!
Confirmed, Matt from Super Mega bullying a homeless woman.
She bullies him.
She's mean.
Yeah, but she's homeless.
But that doesn't change. If you're homeless, it doesn't mean you can't be an asshole.
Speaking from a place of privilege, Matt, I don't think you're going to win this argument.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck
enter,
me.
Enter.
As a privileged cis white male, I'm sorry, guys. I retract my statements about Ming. If you're homeless, you have the full right to be an asshole. And being an asshole isn't just something that you shouldn't do as a human. If you're homeless, you have the right to be an asshole. Ryan.
Yeah?
I'm going to change the topic.
Okay.
Will you buy my DVD player from me?
No. This is a big revolution in gaming.
The Switch?
Switch. Well, I'm just looking at everything. With the PSVR and other stuff, like the Vive.
Yeah.
And now we have the Switch. And our phones are also big systems. Like,
for
mobile gaming.
Gaming
is huge.
I wish that mobile gaming was more legitimate. Like, I wish they made better mobile games. Because mobile gaming got drowned out by the shitty, fast cash grab apps. They're filled with these pieces of shit apps and games made by these, like, shitty little, you know, app development companies that they don't care about what they're making. They're not trying to make art. They're not trying to make something that, you know... they put passion into. They're trying to make some shitty thing that uses recycled graphics to make money, and you have to buy things, and there's a million ads, you know.
And they have, what are the titles? If I name an actual game, know that I'm not automatically calling out that developer, but it's the titles that are like Game of War or Total War Destruction.
All of those
like
games.
That.
I don't know. Have you seen the picture before where every single one of those games, the icon is a man screaming?
Yeah.
It's like all of them. It's a man screaming. Next time you look at a war game, it's going to be a dude screaming.
I remember this. Have you seen an app where it's like this short guy and he has this big bushy blonde mustache and he has like a little hat and he's like angry and it's like a war game. Oh, let me
Clash of Clans.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's one of them.
Isn't it? Clash of Clans was the big one. That was the big one. I don't know.
It got a lot of backing from like celebrities and stuff.
No, Clash of Clans was huge.
Okay, Kate Upton was the one celebrity that I remember.
That was a huge game. I don't think Kate Upton in Clash of Clans. She did Game of War.
Did Game of War?
I think so.
Whatever.
God. I mean, I might be getting all these names wrong. It's all Clash of War, Game of Clans. I don't know. They do
that on purpose. So you can't remember them to give them a bad review.
Yeah, and also so you'll if they make it similar to the big one, people accidentally download theirs. I mean, they're like, oh, this is it.
If we just make them blank. We figured out a Call of Duty's structure.
We figured out modern game development structure. Make it bland and similar to the rest. Also,
they're trying to hide it a lot more. It was very apparent back in like 2012.
Flappy Bird era when it was just like flappy wings.
Yeah.
Flying bird.
No, it's probably just as bad. I just don't look in games anymore.
Well, we might start doing a little series soon related to shitty mobile games. So keep an eye out for that.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. But I had a friend who spent like hundreds of dollars on Clash of Clans.
Why?
It was Jose. Jose spent hundreds of dollars on Clash of Clans.
Jose, you fucking idiot. Are you kidding me?
He really did. Hundreds of dollars on Clash of Clans.
Is he asleep or at work right now?
I'll call him right now.
If you call him, can I talk to him?
Let's get a live interview with Jose and let's hear his thought process.
No fucking way.
Call Jose.
Your call has been forwarded.
Damn it. Fuck you, Jose. Jose. It's only 12:35.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I'll leave him a message then.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, Jose. It's me, Matt, with Ryan. We're recording an episode of our podcast right now, and we're talking about Clash of Clans. And I remembered that you spent like a couple hundred dollars on Clash of Clans. And Ryan and I are just baffled and wondering why you did that. So if you'd like to defend yourself on next week's episode, if you'd like to come on for a phone interview and tell us what your thought process was when you spent a couple hundred dollars on a mobile game, we'd love to hear it. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully, guys, in next week's episode, you'll get to hear from our good buddy, Jose, who is the other guy from my very first video, We Sell Drugs. He's that guy. God, I love Jose. I miss him.
Why don't you marry him?
No, Ryan.
It's legal now in every state.
No, it's not.
In every single state.
It's not legal
state.
In my heart.
You'll be in my heart.
You know where it's not legal? The moon, because ISIS took it over.
God,
fucking
damn it.
ISIS!
They
stop
keep,
it!
They keep throwing people off of the moon. What if you could just throw people
just
off,
kick
of
them off the moon?
Like legitimately, like kind of like a walking off the plank scenario, but on the moon.
You just you fall into space?
Yeah.
If you could like just fall into the sky, and you think time would pass me by?
Good one.
But we gotta get Jose back out to California, and we gotta get him on the podcast. He's a very interesting young man. Very nice, very funny dude. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of Super Mega Cast. Next week is episode 34. It's gonna be real fun. Gonna have a good time.
One of us dies, and then there's not gonna be an episode 34.
God damn it! Don't say that, because you know how it's gonna happen. Because like you said, we live in a simulation.
I gave them
the power to do that now.
The world zooms out. We have glowing green diamonds above our heads.
Those are called plum bobs.
Plum bobs?
The things in The Sims?
Yeah.
The little diamonds called plum bobs. Fun fact. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you learned some fun new things.
Some goofy shit.
Real quick before we go, I do have a quick word of advice to the kids listening. Smoke cigarettes. They can't hurt you. They're very healthy, and you can't get cancer. Bye, everyone.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process.
bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.